Out of the fog, into his American adventures comes Bulldog Drummond.
Makers of Nature's Remedy, NR Tablet, present The Adventures of Bulldog Drummond, amateur detective, soldier of fortune, champion of lost causes, the most celebrated adventurer detective of fiction and the screen. Ten, 20, 30, 40, 50. For over 50 years, people all over America have found needed relief with Nature's Remedy, NR Tablets. Follow in their footsteps. When you need a laxative, remember, NR tonight, tomorrow, all right.
And now, to tell us about our newest adventure, here is Bulldog Drummond.
I call this story, Appointment with Murder. One evening, I had settled down at home with a book. Denny was ready to go to bed. A quiet evening at home. But... never mind, Denny, I'll get it. Hello?
Captain Drummond?
Yes?
Captain Drummond, I need your help.
Who is this, please?
He's going to kill me tonight.
Who is this?
Captain Drummond, you must hurry before it's too late. The Hotel Blackton, room 21. Please hurry, I can...
Hello? Hello? Hello.
Yeah?
I was just talking...
You got the wrong number, buddy.
Now, look, just a moment. Hello, hello. Denny? Denny?
Yes, sir?
Oh, good, good. You're still dressed. Get our hats quickly.
What is it, sir?
That telephone call.
Yes, sir?
We have an appointment at the Hotel Blackton.
Oh, at this time of night. An appointment with whom, sir?
An appointment with murder.
Couldn't we have come here tomorrow when it will be daylight?
I'm afraid not, Denny.
This waterfront neighborhood is, to say the least, frightening. What a revolting establishment.
Would you rather wait outside?
Oh, no, sir. If you don't mind, I'll stay close to you.
Very well. Come on.
What a miserable place.
Hey, then, gents.
We'd like to see one of your rooms.
Aye, gents. All filled up. I tried the Trent Hotel down the street.
No, we're especially interested in room 21.
I told you it was all occupied. 100%.
My name is Drummond, Captain Drummond.
So?
I'm investigating what I believe to be a murder.
My hotel?
Room 21.
Oh, now listen, mister. This is a respectable place. We don't allow no murders in here.
You see, sir, it's a practical joke.
All right, Denny, all right. Are you going to show me room 21, or shall I call the police?
Okay, okay. But Mr. Nedham ain't going to like being disturbed this time of night. All right, follow me. Up the stairs, this way.
How long has the tenant been in this room?
You mean Mr. Nedham?
Yes.
Now, let's see. He came in on Wednesday, 3 days.
Did he have any visitors tonight?
Not that I know. 21, here it is.
Well, go ahead, knock.
Mr. Nedham ain't gonna like this.
Knock again.
Maybe he's not in.
He's in, all right. Made a phone call about a half hour ago. I got the number for him on the switchboard.
Was it Fulton 2648?
Yeah. Fulton 2648. How'd you know?
Then our call did come from this room, sir.
Open the door, please.
Huh?
I said open the door.
Okay, mister, okay. He ain't here.
It's empty, sir.
Hey, I didn't see him go out.
Denny, look. This nail on the windowsill.
Why, there's a piece of fabric on it.
Yes, torn from a man's overcoat. Whoever wore that coat made a hurried exit through this window and down the fire escape.
His rent was paid up. No reason to sneak out.
But what about the murder, sir?
Very well. Look at these spots on the floor.
Oh, blood.
Blood?
Exactly, blood.
Well, maybe you was right, mister. Maybe there was a murder here.
So it appears. Well, Denny, now it seems we have a real case on our hands.
And of all things, sir, a murder with a disappearing corpse.
Number 430. the house, Jack.
You know, sir, I can't imagine what possible connection there can be between that miserable Justin Hotel and this house in the fashionable residential section of town.
All right, Denny, ring the bell.
Yes, sir.
At any rate, we know now that the occupant of room 21 at the Blackton Hotel made two telephone calls last night. One to our number, and the other to a phone in the name of Richard Miller at 430 Westside Drive, this house.
Yes?
Is this the Miller residence?
Yes, what is it? I'm Mrs. Miller.
Well, I'm Captain Hugh Drummond, and this is Denny, Mrs. Miller.
Oh, how do you do?
It's about Richard.
Richard?
My husband. What's happened to him? Please, what's happened to him?
Mrs. Miller, we're investigating a murder case. Quick, Denny, grab her.
Right.
Help me carry her inside.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, dear.
Easy now.
Well, what'll we do now, sir?
She'll be all right. Here, we'll put her down on this couch. That's it.
Sir, it must have been her husband who called just for help.
He's coming, too. Put that pillow under her head, Denny.
Yes, sir.
Rick. He said he was going to kill him.
Easy, Mrs. Miller. Easy.
I should have warned him, but I was afraid. I should have warned him.
Mrs. Miller, when did you see your husband last?
This morning.
This morning?
I shouldn't have let him go. I should have told him.
At what time this morning?
When he left for work at 9.
Then, sir, it couldn't have been her husband.
Your husband left this house at 9 this morning?
And now he's dead. Oh,
Mrs. Miller, I don't know who your husband is or where he is, but I believe he's alive.
What?
Yes. Yes, I believe your husband's alive. Is there any reason why he shouldn't be?
But you said there was a murder.
There was. But it obviously wasn't your husband. It occurred last night.
Richard's alive. Alive.
Now, Mrs. Miller, perhaps you'd better explain.
Well, would you mind taking that?
Denny.
Yes, sir. Hello? 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 Oh, there was no one on the wire, sir. Must have been a mistake.
No, it wasn't. Was he again? I know it. I know it.
Who, Mrs. Miller?
I don't know. He called before like that. If I don't answer, he hangs up.
And when you answer, what does he say?
He says my husband will be the second to die.
Mrs. Miller, why should someone want to kill your husband?
I don't know. He's so good, he's never harmed anyone. I just don't know. Oh, I can't answer it, Captain Drummond. I can't. You must help me.
Now, I told you, Mrs. Miller, that's why we're here, to help. You must answer that phone. Do as I say. Answer the phone. Hold the receiver a little way from your ear so that I can listen with you. Now, quickly, answer it.
Very well. Hello?
Mrs. Miller?
Yes?
You sent for help too late. The first one is already dead. Your husband's time is up.
What?
You'll never see him again, Mrs. Miller. You'll never see him again alive.
Our story continues in just a moment.
Friends, there's a difference in laxatives. A difference you'll note the first moment you look at the label on a box of Nature's Remedy. Up in the top left-hand corner, you'll see the words, All Vegetables. That means that MR tablets contain only pure vegetable ingredients. No harsh-acting drugs, no phenol derivatives, no minerals, no salts. Yes, Nature's Remedy is different. That's why in thousands of homes all across this big, broad land of ours, there are people who always keep a box of NR tablets handy in the medicine chest. For 50 years and more, folks have been calling on Nature's Remedy for dependable relief. Relief from sick headache and that tired-out feeling when caused by or associated with need of a laxative. Try NR tablets without risk. Get a 25-cent box tonight from any druggist. Use Nature's Remedy for 1 week. Then, if you're not more than pleased, return the box and we'll refund the full purchase price. Caution, take only as directed. MR. N for Nature's, R for Remedy. Nature's Remedy. A dependable laxative. Mild, thorough, refreshing. Get a box tonight. Remember, NR tonight, tomorrow, all right.
And now, back to Bulldog Drummond and the story he calls Appointment with Murder. A disappearing corpse and a series of strange telephone calls led Captain Drummond and Denny along a weird trail of mystery. Drummond and Denny have now set out in a search for Richard Miller, whose death has been scheduled next by the mysterious caller.
Miller and Madden Investment Securities. Oh, it's you, Mrs. Miller. No, nothing yet. Now, don't worry, Mrs. Miller. I'm sure they'll find Mr. Miller. Yes. Yes, I'll call you right away. Sure. Goodbye. Yes, sir?
I'm Captain Drummond. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Oh, yes, it's about Mr. Miller, isn't it? Hey, isn't it awful? I feel awful sorry for that poor Mrs. Miller, don't you? Do you think they'll find him soon? Do you really think anything has happened to
Miss,
him?
Yes, Captain Drummond is here to ask the questions, not to answer them.
So let him ask. Besides, I wasn't talking to you.
How long have you been working here?
2 years, sir.
Then I should say you're familiar with Mr. Miller's habits.
Oh, sure. And Mr. Madden's, too.
Mr. Madden, he's Miller's partner in this investment business.
Like it says on the door, Miller and Madden.
Yes, perhaps, sir, we'd better speak to Mr. Madden.
You can't.
And why not?
I was speaking to Captain Drummond. Mr. Madden hasn't come in yet, Captain Drummond.
It's almost noon. What time does he usually arrive?
The same time as Mr. Miller. They drive down to work every day in Mr. Madden's car.
Sir, then perhaps Mr. Madden is missing, too.
You know, Captain Drummond, that's funny. I never thought of that. Maybe Mr. Madden is missing also. Pardon me. Miller and Madden Investment Securities.
This gets more confusing every moment.
Yes, just a minute. For you, Captain Drummond. You can pick it up at that phone over there.
Thank you. Hello?
Drummond, this is Foley down at police headquarters.
Yes, Foley. Anything new?
Yes, plenty. Get Mrs. Miller and meet me at the morgue.
What's happened?
I think we found Miller.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Miller, I have to ask you to do this, but we have to be sure of identification. All right, Joe, pull back the sheet.
No, I can't. Look, I can't.
Mrs. Miller, I'm afraid you'll have to.
Are you sure, Mrs. Miller?
Oh, yes, of course. The ring, our wedding ring.
Denny, you better take Mrs. Miller back to the car.
Yes, sir. Here, Mrs. Miller, this way.
Well, Drummond, I guess it's Miller all right. What's left of him. From the looks of things, that car banged him up plenty.
Yes.
If we could only find that car. I wonder whose it is.
I've got a fairly good idea, Foley.
Well, Miller's dead and his partner Madden has disappeared. The case is like a scrambled jigsaw puzzle. It's more perplexing as you go along, sir.
On the contrary, Denny. Now it's beginning to make sense.
Well, not to me. For example, sir, what could have happened to Madden?
That's what we're here to find out. 3A. Here's Madden's apartment. Locked. All right, Denny, we'll use the skeleton key.
Very well. You know, I wonder what's behind this entire affair. There must be some definite motive.
Perhaps we'll learn that, too, in Madden's apartment.
Ah, there it is. That does it.
Here, here's the light switch.
Heavens. This room, sir. Looks like they've been struck by a cyclone.
Yes, quite a mess.
I wonder what happened here.
Offhand, I'd say it's been gone over with a fine-tooth comb and in great haste. Denny.
Yes, sir?
Look at this in the fireplace.
Why, sir.
Quick, let me see that piece of cloth we found in the nail last night in the Blackton Hotel.
Yes, here it is, sir, here.
Well.
Why, it matches, sir.
The pieces of our jigsaw puzzle are beginning to fit together, Denny. This piece of fabric we found in the fireplace is from the same overcoat as the piece we found in the Blackton Hotel.
Evidently, someone was trying to destroy the overcoat in the fireplace by burning it.
Evidently.
And lucky for us, this piece wasn't burned. Sir?
Yes?
Could it be Madden who's behind all this? Could it have been his overcoat, and could it have been his car that ran over Miller?
Well, Denny, we know that they left for work together this morning. As for the car, I have no doubt it was Madden. Madden. Of course.
What is it, sir?
Madden, Denny. M-A-D-D-E-N. Now, backwards. N-E-D-D-A-M.
Nedham. Why, sir, that's the man who occupied room 21 in the Blackton Hotel.
Exactly.
And then it was Madden all the time.
Wait, Denny. I hear someone coming. Switch off the light. Now, Denny, when he enters, Switch on those lights when I call ready. I'll have them covered. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Five. Ready? All right, get him up.
Well, of all them.
Well, Inspector Foley, imagine finding you here.
Say, what is this?
I'm sorry to have given you a scare, Foley. Denny and I are here on a little research trip. Thought we might find a clue or two.
Well, anyway, you're headed in the right direction. Looks like this guy Madden is the punk we're after.
Oh, Captain Drummond and I came to that conclusion quite a time ago.
Well, then here's something to cinch your suspicions. We just had an accountant check over the books at the Miller and Madden Investment Company.
And you've discovered that a number of negotiable securities are missing.
Yes. How did you know that, Drummond?
I didn't until you mentioned the accountant. The rest was obvious. Only a fool would take unnegotiable securities. Right, Foley?
Yes, that's right, that's right.
Then there's the motive. Madden was stealing money from the company. Miller knew it. So Madden did away with Miller.
Yes, that's the way I figure it, too. And you can be sure that Madden won't get very far before we catch up with him. Got the wires to all police departments buzzing with his description. Yes, sir, you can bet he won't get far.
Well, Foley, in that case, we'll be getting along.
Okay, I'll look around here. When we catch up with Madden, I'll let you know. You'll be interested.
Yes, yes, I'll be very interested. Come along, Denny.
Well, I'm glad that case is settled.
Only it's not yet.
Well, I mean practically settled. Foley will have Madden in hand soon.
I doubt it.
What?
We still have work to do, but we'll have to hurry.
But where to?
Denny, what's the shortest distance between two given points, A and B?
Oh, that's quite silly, sir. Straight line, of course. Why?
Well, Denny, we're going to try to get to the killer, whom we shall call point B, by starting at point A.
And who or where or what is point A?
Denny, in our little mathematical problem, we shall refer to Mrs. Richard Miller as point A.
How long are we going to wait here in these bushes?
Till Mrs. Miller returns.
But why must we wait here?
Just an idea I have, Denny. Here comes her car up the driveway now. Our vigil is over. Stay low.
Yeah, but what now, sir?
Quiet.
Look, there she goes into the house.
All right, come on, Denny. First, we'll have a look at Mrs. Miller's car.
But what do you expect to find?
Nothing and everything.
No, really, sir.
What do you make of this, Denny?
It's just a cardboard box.
Yes, a florist's box. But look here, inside the box.
The thermos bottle. A thermos bottle in a florist's box. Oh, frankly, sir, I don't get the connection.
I do, Denny. And we're going to act quickly.
By doing what, sir?
First, I'm going to make a telephone call. Then you and I are going to pay a little nocturnal visit to the cemetery. Careful now, Denny. As little noise as possible.
No, but can't I use the flash?
Not on this excursion. At least not yet.
But frankly, sir, I don't relish cemeteries, particularly this one, and in the dark of night.
Here we are, the Miller family tomb. Now, Denny, be prepared for any emergency.
Well, I'll try.
Say, here's a stroke of luck. The door's unlocked. You can breathe easier now.
To be truthful, sir, all the breeze's been frightened out of me.
Well, let's see what we can find inside.
Oh, why must all tomb doors sound that way?
You can use the flash now.
Yes, that's something.
Direct the light this way.
Yes, sir.
Well.
What is it?
Just breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs? Well, what does that indicate?
Someone very much alive has been living, or rather hiding out in this tomb.
The thermos bottle in Mrs. Miller's car.
Right, Denny. Mrs. Miller, under the pretense of bringing flowers to her husband's tomb, has been supplying food for a hideaway.
Madden. Then Mrs. Miller was in on it. Oh, how horrible.
And, Denny, it just occurred to me what an excellent place this would be to hide stolen securities.
Why, yes. Oh, Captain Drummond, the door.
Quick, Denny, quick.
Yes, sir.
Push. Push, Denny.
Oh, it's no use.
Afraid not.
Help! Help!
No, 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 no. That won't do any good, Denny. You're only wasting breath. No one can hear you from the outside.
Oh, but what'll we do, sir?
Nothing much we can do, Denny. It looks as if we've walked into a neatly laid trap.
Back to the climax of our story in just a moment.
Right now, the case of the irritable father. Fred's his name, age 38, height 5'11", hair brown, eyes gray. Like most fathers, Fred works hard 6 days a week. Unlike most fathers, lately he's been coming home cross, irritable, and tired.
Well, maybe he can't help it. When you lose your pep, feel nervous and headachy, it's hard to be pleasant.
True enough. Maybe all that irritable father needs is a laxative. In choosing your laxative, remember these four important yeses about nature's remedy. All vegetable? Yes. Contains only purely vegetable ingredients. Time-tested? Yes. Famous over 50 years. Used by the millions. Gentle acting? Yes. For young and old alike. Economical? Yes. 25 NR tablets cost only 25 cents. Remember these four important no's about nature's remedy. No harsh-acting drugs, no phenol derivatives, no minerals, no salts. Caution, take only as directed. NR, N for nature's, R for remedy. Nature's remedy. Your choice, uncoated or candy-coated. Get a 25-cent box tonight. Remember, NR tonight, tomorrow, all right.
Now, back to our story. Drummond and Denny's search for a killer has led them to a graveyard tomb in which they have been trapped.
Well, Denny, we're in rather a tough spot.
I'd say hopeless, sir.
What time is it?
11.
We've been here an hour.
Probably will be for eternity.
Oh, now, Denny, such pessimism.
But really, sir, you treat it all so lightly.
Well, Denny, perhaps with good reason.
Sir...
And there's the reason. Remember I made a phone call before we came out here?
Inspector Foley.
Drummond. Denny.
You're a welcome sight, Foley.
Oh, I'll second that, sir.
When you didn't call back in an hour as planned, I thought something went haywire, so here I am.
And what about Mrs. Miller?
She's got a reservation on the midnight train to Chicago, but my boys have orders to nab her when she steps on that train.
I suggest you let her board that train.
What?
You want to catch her accomplice, don't you?
Sure, but how will that do it?
We'll be aboard that train too, Foley. Mrs. Miller will be our bait to catch the murderer. Here's her compartment. Now, Mrs. Miller will receive two rather unexpected visitors.
It'll be a pleasure, sir.
Captain Drummond.
What's the matter, Mrs. Miller?
Why, nothing at all. I was just surprised to see you.
You look as if you'd seen a ghost, or rather two ghosts.
Well, I was just...
Yes, we know. Surprised.
You mind if we sit down?
Well... Please, if you don't mind, I'm not feeling very well. I'd rather you...
Now, come, Mrs. Miller. Our company will do you good. Sort of cheer you up.
Well, then if you'll pardon me, I think I'll go back to the club car for a cup of coffee.
Oh, how rude. Then leave us here alone.
Yes, I'm afraid Denny's right. It would be rude of you.
But...
Helen, I'd like to...
You must have the wrong compartment.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's quite all right. Come in anyway.
Huh?
You heard him. That little point you feel in your back is the muzzle end of a .45.
What's
Get
this all
in.
About?
No use. They know.
That's right, Madden.
Hey, you fool. You stupid fool.
I don't know how
Shut
to...
up, you two.
And now, Inspector Foley, introductions are in order.
Huh?
Permit me to introduce this gentleman properly. You referred to him as Madden.
So?
The name is Miller. Richard Miller.
Was Miller all the time.
That's right, Denny. He killed Madden, ran the car over the body to make it unrecognizable, and then put his wedding ring on Madden's finger. With Madden as the suspect, Miller would have completely escaped detection. For a while, he hid himself and the securities in the tomb.
Oh, it was he who locked us in.
Correct.
But what about the man who called for help from the Blackton Hotel, the first man he killed?
There was no such man. It was a ruse. Madden was the only victim.
But I don't understand, sir.
It was all an elaborate plan, Denny, to get us on the case.
Why?
Yes. Miller wanted to point the finger of guilt at Madden. He knew we'd follow the case from clue to clue. That piece of fabric was left in room 21 purposely, just as the unburned piece was left in Madden's fireplace. It all added up to Madden's guilt, except for one thing.
And what was that, sir?
Mrs. Miller was quick to recognize the wedding ring on her dead husband's finger. A bit too quick. Miller, in his haste, had slipped the ring on Madden's third finger right hand instead of the left hand.
My, what an obvious mistake.
Well, Denny, now I can get back to this book at last.
Yes, and I can get some sleep.
And if that phone rings, we won't answer it.
Good.
Nothing is going to disturb us tonight, Denny. I'm determined to read this book.
Right, sir. What should I do now, sir? Well, sir? Should I?
Denny, I'm sure this is a very dull book.
Bulldog Drummond will be back in just a moment to tell us about next week's show. Follow in the footsteps of millions. When you need a laxative, get Nature's Remedy, NR tablets. Remember these four important yeses about Nature's Remedy. All vegetable? Yes. Time tested? Yes. Gentle acting? Yes. Economical? Yes. Your friendly neighborhood druggist has them in that familiar red and black box. Two kinds, uncoated or candy-coated. Each dependable, thorough, yet gentle. Get a 25-cent box tonight. NR. N for Nature's, R for Remedy. Nature's Remedy. Remember, NR tonight, tomorrow, all right. And now, here is Bulldog Drummond to tell us about next week's story.
While traveling by plane to attend to some personal business, Denny and I discover that a fellow passenger intends to kill the brother of the girl with whom he is traveling. Later, we have a wild automobile ride, discover a murdered man, and become involved in the matter of an unpaid gambling debt. I call the story Escape to Death. Be sure to listen, won't you?
And so, into the night, walks Bulldog Drummond, seeking new adventure and excitement. Join us next Monday at the same time for Bulldog Drummond, starring Ned Wiebe, in another thrilling story. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.